Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you.
Welcome back to another episode of Assert Moments.
So last episode we spoke about confrontation and basically what that means, in the sense that if you're talking to a certain person, do you feel like it's worth or is it necessary to have a certain conversation that you need to be talking about? On today's episode, we want to talk about what if we choose not to win, or what if I personally choose not to win. And that in the sense of either trying to win something, to basically in terms of trying to be the best within yourself, but also with other people, proving people wrong, for example, or defending yourself in any way, shape, or form. So let's talk about it.
I feel like in our nature, like, parts of this always has to come up of you trying to not be competitive in a way, but within ourselves.
I think so.
Before others, but some people, like, it's like their goal, like, to be
competitive. Yeah, that's their, like, second nature.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know what's crazy? Sometimes they don't see it.
That's insane. Like, I remember back in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, like, I would walk the other direction when it came to competition. Like, once I hit a 90 in my classes, I'm like, okay, I'm good with a 90. Like, I do not need to strive for the 97 whatsoever. And that was just competition. Like, that was just exhausting competition for me. Like, I would not ever ask, hey, what did you get? Oh my God, I can't believe it got less than you. I don't think I've ever had that conversation in all my life, honestly.
When you're saying you walk the other direction, you're not talking about the sense of you not being capable of doing it. You're just not going to, like,
to exhaust myself in that sense.
And it does affect you in so many ways when you're trying to push for something past, like, you, if you push yourself, you definitely would have,
I would have done it if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's exactly why I feel like this topic is so important, because it's like, what if I choose not to want to win in that way?
Yeah.
If I want to compete anyway, I'm competing in my own, with my own self. I'm not competing against a specific person. Like, I never wanted to, like, basically be first in class. I'll be fifth in class, but I never wanted to be first. And then if I'm ever first, it's like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't want this attention anyway. But in the sense of also proving somebody wrong, like, sometimes I'll let you have it, because I really don't feel like I have the energy to constantly bicker and fight about something that's so unnecessary. Or even if it is necessary sometimes, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna let you have this one today. I really personally feel like I don't like the exhaustion that comes with competition.
And I think it's crazy, because, like, when you're competing, like, with other people, it's like, you're always going to find someone who's higher than you in whatever it is you're competing with. As long as, like, you're in that competition mode or whatnot.
It's like the fight or flight mode, where, yeah, it's like you're constantly doing something exhausting.
And then when you're at number one, it's like, oh, snap, I have nobody to compete with because I'm at the top. And mm-hmm. Now it's just like, I have to find something else.
You're always looking for what's
next.
You're never going to be satisfied. You'll never be satisfied. But also, like, when you say you'll be on the top and there's nobody to compete with, like, I'm also going to say, like, I don't think I'm doing it for anybody. I'm doing it for myself. But I really don't like having, like, this competition feeling. Like, that is, like, so enraging for me, and, like, just severe panic and anxiousness. Like,
and I just told you, like, I feel like even if you are competitive, you are competitive within yourself. As
yeah.
You, Sophia, like, or why not? But to better yourself, not to, like, exhaust yourself within yourself and, like, put pressure on yourself. No, but
for other people, too.
Yeah.
Like, because usually, if we're being truly honest, once you're competing against somebody for somebody. It's not, like, I don't want to, like, question people's intentions, but
yeah.
I want to say most of the time you're doing it for somebody. And
there's always a little piece of you that's doing it for someone.
Exactly.
So trying to prove something that was told, even if it was told to you when you were in such a young age. Like, we always bring this up, where the basics are, like,
foundation,
elementary school,
yeah, foundation years.
Like, if somebody told you you'll never be something, I feel like you'll hear
your whole
it from
life, you're striving
exactly
against that person.
You're always trying to prove that one person or that one thing wrong. And, like, it's like you're trying to go back and rub it in their face. Like, you said, I can't
it.
Do this.
Exactly.
Look what I just did, kind of thing.
And that's why being teachers, I think, is so important, because you kind of set the goal for your kids, or you set the expectation for your kids, in the sense, like, if you're not supporting them as much as you possibly can to hear positive reinforcement, you are setting them up for failure.
100%.
You really are. And it's so sad.
And I feel like, honestly, seeing it firsthand, working with, like, elementary school kids, everything you say matters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even if it's a joke.
I don't even think I'm, like, I don't even think I realized that my first couple of years of teaching.
And nobody tells you that.
Nobody I'll tells tell you,
that. You. Nobody tells you that. Like, yeah, they told you you make a difference in a kid's life, blah, blah, blah. But in terms of teaching, like, yeah, okay, Mishy, my kid understands the lesson. I made a difference. He's going to know this, I guess, until whatever, because he's going to use the methods I taught him. But nobody tells you that.
The emotional side of it.
It comes with a whole package of you being the mother or the father or whatever it is.
That support system.
You're doing more than what the parents are doing 100%. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes parents aren't doing the parenting.
Yeah.
And you're kind of doing that one whole entire job on the side where mm-hmm. you're comforting them, you're teaching them, you're guiding them. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so much that you're doing as a teacher. And honestly, when you're not getting, like, you're in elementary school, I definitely want to do middle school or high school. And I feel like some things are gone when you're in middle school and high school. And it's like, you can't really mold them the way you want to.
Yeah. Like, there's a specific foundation that's already gone because it's already rooted so deep, like, that you can't get back to the roots again.
And in the older, like, when they're older, I feel like that's when they're choosing what they want to do. And it's like, they already put their head to that. So that's what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
But you may be making an impact and influence on them when they get older towards that age.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going to change. But coming back to wanting to win, I feel like that's just like a hard topic, wanting not to win, because I feel like we're taught to win.
Exactly. It's like ingrained in our system by our parents, by our families, by schools, like to be the best of the best and to always strive to be the best of the best. They never tell you to stop the hustle. I don't think I've ever heard that advice from anybody.
Like, that's enough for you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I've ever heard that where it's like, even, for example, I'm just going to go to a personal thing right now. Once you get a degree, they're automatically telling you, when are you getting your next degree?
Oh my God.
Like,
I'm hold. In that little...
yeah, it's like, hold up. Like, what if I choose not to go back to school again?
Like, this is where I want to stop.
Exactly. This is where I said, break. Okay, this is time to relax. So I'm really confused as to, like, specifically saying, hey, I don't want to take lead on this. I don't want to do this anymore. And it's you really kind of putting your foot down and saying, I don't want to do this. And then, saying no.
But then going back to competition, seeing everyone around you doing that, you're just like, okay,
so this am is I the standard out on expectation. Yeah.
And then you kind of have to, like, follow in and do what everybody's doing, because that's the next thing to do.
It's like the societal expectation. So it really sucks to see that everyone, I don't know if it's like a New York thing, to be honest.
In terms of what?
Like, to just constantly be on the grind and trying to do the next thing. Like,
I think it's what we're used to and what we see around us.
Yeah.
Like, if we ever go to another state or something, I think everyone's so chill and calm. It's like, calm down. Like, wake up. Yeah. Have your coffee in bed.
What's the rush?
But it's like, we're out. Like, hit the train or whatever. Get to work. Even be there an hour early to get, like, set up or whatever.
I really think that the grind is truly exhausting. Like, what if you want to stop? What if you want, like, for example, you can be, like, with all the degrees that you have and deserve such a high position in a job and choose to settle for something so much less just because you don't want to stress out at work.
And also because it might make you happier.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, imagine getting all the degrees you have qualified for every single job that you would ever apply for. But then choosing, hey, let me actually take a step back and say, I want to love my job every single day when I come in here, so I'm going to settle for a different job. I'm not even going to settle, because settle, it would be such a strong word for something like this. I want to say I would choose a different job, or an easier job, for example. Or to some, it might be easier. Like, every job obviously comes with its own package, but choosing to do something that is less intense, you know?
Yeah, but it's not even that you're asking for something easier or whatever, like the easy way out, because that's what people tell us.
Yeah.
When you say, oh, I'm gonna be a teacher or whatever, oh, you took the easy way out, like, you
don't. That sentence drives me insane. I just, like, I get super angry.
And it's like, okay, but I promise you, if you are a teacher, you wouldn't last a period in a class. And it's not like a competition when it comes to that, like, you're better than this. No, this is something that I want to do. You chose another career. Mm-hmm. That's on you, you know? And it's like when they compete with you over something that you don't have in common.
Oh,
it's not, my God. It's not for you to compete in. Like, it's like, you can't,
like, we can't
yourself.
Relate to that.
Yeah. And you can't prove yourself when it's like, We're doing two completely opposite careers.
It doesn't equate. Like, there's no proper equal sign.
There is no competition.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, you're making it what it's not.
Yeah. And it's, like, that goes back to something that we always talk about. They have an insecurity that they're projecting. And at the end of the day, if you really focus on that, you'll notice that trying to prove somebody wrong or trying to prove somebody's point, basically, you're basically just saying that they have an insecurity, and because you're so wrapped up in your head that you can't focus on saying, hey, I can just say that this statement that they just made is a very insecure statement. Instead, your brain is so in that fight or flight mode that they're constantly trying to prove this person wrong. But if you were to be able to be like, hey, I'm really self-aware about something like this, or I'm self-aware about this person, I'm just going to turn around and be like, hey, you're freaking insecure about that. Like,
yeah,
but I don't think anybody wants to hurt anybody's feelings either. No. Like, that's something that I refuse to do. Like, I will not hurt somebody's feelings and call them out on something. And this is, again,
so crazy, because you could save so much time by saying that one sentence. And I get it, like, it'll hurt their feelings, but it's like, it's gonna save me so much time
and energy
and, like, stress. And oh my god, the times we can take back from these.
No, but I really, like, we'll always go back to Dean when it comes to this. Like, don't hurt somebody's feelings for the sake of what? Like, a minute of self-gratification? Like, it just makes no sense to, like, inflict a wound, basically. And then next thing you know, like, you felt good about it. But now you might feel guilty a couple minutes later.
When you think about it, you do get hasanat for like...
For not going, going about it the way you wanted to? No, that's where I really think that, like, Dean plays a huge role when it comes to something like that. Where you could have done so many things, but you chose not to because you just feel like that's...
It puts boundaries. Yeah. It sets boundaries for you. And, like, once you have these morals of, like these Islamic morals that you're going back to...
Yeah.
And believing that there's always a... Like, honestly, I think the benefit of the doubt that I always have for people who are going through something... As much as I am angry, I'm mad, and, like, something they did pisses me off, we always say what? Give them the benefit of that. Maybe they're going through something. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're, like, even if it's insecurity, like, it's not like it's something easy for them to talk about. Yeah. It's not something, and, like, we can relate to that so many times because we always see it firsthand, and, like, not trying to hurt them and mm-hmm. not trying to make it the topic, you know, when they're obviously trying to avoid it and running away from it to do so many other things.
Yeah.
So you just kind of let them be them and give them the benefit. Yeah, be kind and just, like, go on about your day.
And that's what I'm saying, in the sense that we always want to go back to this topic for today, and choosing not to win. You don't have to win in every argument. You don't have to. Sometimes you're just like, okay, let them take this win, or let them feel good about this argument or whatever it is. But, like, you just have to step down for a second. Sometimes you don't have to always win in everything. Or sometimes you can choose. Like, you could have easily won this argument by saying something super mean, and then it ends right there. But hey, you chose to be respectful and kind, and you chose not to win for that one. And I think, honestly, that works. That works. Like, you don't have to want to be, like, the person who is the nastiest one in the room that gets everything that you want, or has a way with words or whatever. Sometimes you're going to be like, okay, you know what? I'd rather not. I'd really rather not. And I think that works in, or that should be, like, something to live by in it at work, in life. Like, you're going to be having arguments with everybody. You're going to be having arguments with your parents, your husband, whoever the case is. But, to respectfully not win is so much better for me personally than to be nasty and win. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think, honestly, like, there's, like, I don't remember if I read it or I was talking about it with someone. When you know the conversation isn't getting anywhere because you're not going to bring up what's,
like, what you really mean.
Yeah. You just agree with them. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's like, that's what's going to end the conversation. That's what's going to make them happy. And, like, you're not going to exhaust your energy and kind of, like, I think the differences of opinions or whatever doesn't change because they're not trying to have an actual conversation.
Uh-huh.
Like, their opinion is overruling everything else. And it's like, just like...
Exactly. Like, for something like a troll on the internet. They already commented on your post, for example. Like, I've never experienced something like this, but I'll just say. They commented on your post a really nasty message. They've already come to conclusion that you're this person, this nasty comment or whatever. So how are you going to go out of your way to fight with, like, a fake account or whatever, a robot, I want to say. Even if it's a person who is, like, just bored out of their mind and just being
behind
nasty
the screen and
cruel. Exactly. But you're going to go out of your way to fight this person. But you've already seen how they think about you. So it's like, why are you fighting that energy
back?
It's
like, okay, you believe that? I'm going to let you believe that. Good for you.
Exactly.
Like, so, your opinion is not going to make a difference.
And then it shouldn't even mess with your head in the sense that, I'm not saying to be emotionless, but at the end of the day, you're really arguing with somebody who had already had their own conclusion.
And someone who is really not relevant in your life.
Exactly.
Not that you don't need to know them. Like, it's just like, let it go past you, brush it off, and move on. But then you said, coming back to like letting them have the win, but it's like, when is it going to be your turn?
Mm-hmm.
So there's always two sides of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Always have a healthy balance. But if you feel like...
You're not saying give up everything and win. But...
Like, you choose your battle. Sometimes you feel like once you're competitive, somebody's always going to step over and you're like, okay, you know what? Let me show them what I got.
Especially when they're nasty.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, so you're going to step all over me. I'll give you 5 times. But on the 6th time, there's no way I'm going to let you win this one. And that's really what... I think that's a healthy balance. But I will always go back to me personally. I think my personality is never to be competitive in the first place. I'll always be in the shadows, I want to say. Just because I'm really comfortable that way. I don't like the challenge. I don't like it unless it concerns me in a specific way or like a personal way. Other than that, I'm walking away in the other direction and avoiding the competition and the challenge 100%. Like, I like where I am.
And I promise you, everyone who is like, especially in the challenge that it is that you might face, they know you're capable.
Oh yeah, I hear that all the time, and I think it's so grounding for me to know that we know who you are. You don't have to even
prove yourself.
Like,
which is awesome.
I love that.
It's like, we're not even going to compete with you because we're not going to put you in this competition because regardless of where we put you, we know you're capable.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be first place, but we know you're able to do it.
Yeah.
And I think we've always heard this where we're given a task, and no matter what it is, I feel like we manage to do it even if it's our first time.
Yeah.
Like, as simple as, I think somebody asked you to, like, do something, and then you, like, literally ran and watched a YouTube video and came back and done it. It's like, I'm not going to sit there and be, I don't know how to do it, like, Like, it's like, okay, you can learn something from this. Like, why are you...
So these are the challenges that I feel like I'm allowed to do and capable of doing.
And it's not to show off that you know how to do it.
Exactly.
No, it's like, okay, I just learned something, and I just helped someone, and I just,
But you know what the road bump would be when it comes to that? Everyone around you is telling you, but you've never done it before, so there's no way you're going to be able to do it in the first place.
Yeah,
so now it's like going, if you're not trying to win, you're still trying to prove somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a limbo. It's like literally road bumps in your way, but it's either you're going to keep riding those road bumps or you're just going to be super smooth about it and just get the task done and be like, I could care less, but I'm just happy that I learned something new today. So it's really interesting, and honestly, this topic has been in my mind for a long time only because I've been living that this year. Like, I actually lived that. I'm like, what if I choose not to do this? Or what if I choose not to want to do this anymore? Or what if I choose to not want to compete as much as I wanted to compete? Like, sometimes you're running so fast. Like, in a marathon, for example, you're running so fast in your first mile, but they tell you this is so wrong. You want to be on a steady pace the entire time. You're going to burn out by your 3rd mile if you put all of your energy in the first 3 miles. But if you have a steady pace, guess what? You'll still make it to the finish line. But you're not going to be as exhausted as you are running as fast as you possibly can. And I think this is a perfect analogy to what we're saying. You'll still win. You just don't have to win right now. Or you're going to win, but you don't have to win and be like the fastest of the fastest. Like, it really depends which... trophy you're trying to win in the end.
Yeah,
are you trying to just win a finisher medal or a first place medal? But guess what? They're both medals. So it's really interesting.
But then I'm saying, like, are you winning for yourself?
Always.
Or for other people?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, when you tell somebody, oh, I'm running. Did you win a medal? It's like...
What place were you?
Yeah, like, you guys don't even know how it works, but okay.
Yeah.
And
or like how hard the process was to even get here. So I could care less what kind of medal it was.
Like,
it worked for me.
Like, I remember we bumped into some girl that we haven't seen in, I want to say, years. And Sophia had just finished the race. And we're going to get brunch. And she says, Sophia was like, oh, I just finished. I think it was a half marathon.
It was a Brooklyn half.
And she's like, yeah, I think people confuse races in general for marathons. And, like, they think all races are marathons.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I ran a marathon, but I just, like, stopped in the middle and like...
And walked off the course.
Yeah, like...
And I just... I mean, I don't know what she meant, to be honest. Like, I really did not... I don't know what that meant in the first place, but...
But, I mean, I don't know. It was just funny because it was like...
Like, people don't... I don't think people understand.
It's like, I'm going to compete with you.
Yeah.
Like, I ran a marathon too, but then I couldn't finish.
That's exactly what it felt like. The conversation felt like, I'm going to say something to make what you just did irrelevant. And I'm like, the thing is, first of all, I don't remember the last time I've seen you. Second of all, like, it could have been like, hey, I missed you so much. I hope you had a great race and have a great rest of your day. But the conversation took such a weird turn where it was like, hey, don't think you did anything. I also run races as well. It was so unnecessary. And like,
this is what I mean. When it's something that they're not, it's not their thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm not going to compete with Sophia in running because I want to win her pace or whatever. No, it's really not my thing. And I'm not going to force myself to run faster so I can beat your mm-hmm. literally your pace or whatever.
No, but going back to what you're saying, you could be doing kickboxing and I'm doing running. These are two things that you cannot relate to. Like, you can't compete or equate these two things together.
I get it. It's both a form of exercising or whatever, but they're not the same thing, like, at all. And you can't say, oh, but I won, like, I don't know.
Like, you can't say karate's the same thing as jiu-jitsu.
It's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and, like, they will fight you on that. So how are we compare? Like, you can't compare careers. You can't compare traumas. Like, these are just things that you're not supposed to be comparing, period.
Not even comparing. I feel like people, like, compete with, like you said, traumas. They compete. Like, I had this.
I had a bad day. You had a worse day. No. We both had extremely crazy days. But guess what? I still had a worse day.
And it's like, if you're, like, we always go back to this, like, simple thing. If my coffee was bad, that's something bad for me. But it's like, they'll say something worse and you're just like, okay, but this was bad for me. Like, yeah. we're really not comparing or competing with who had a worse trauma or whatever. I don't know. I think the competition feeling is, like, always there.
Yeah, but I think it stems differently for different people depending on how they were raised.
100%.
Like, 100%.
I was never competitive.
Yeah, like, I think we were raised in a household where, alhamdulillah, my parents never asked us how our friends did in school. And I think that's the beginning of competition in general. Because where are you competing?
You're not.
Like, unless you're, like, in soccer or whatever in elementary school.
Or, like,
but you're always, your parents will always compete in the sense they're asking you how your friend did. And you're thinking these are innocent questions. But that really slowly drills something into you.
The comparing.
The comparing. And then slowly it becomes, like, this toxic competition that becomes, like, I think it's so hard to have a healthy competition with friends. Only because... Like, you end up thinking about them differently.
You see what they're capable of or whatever. Like, I know when I was younger, most of my friends were always getting higher grades than me.
Starting route to 2 Astor Place.
And what's it called? My friends were always getting higher grades than me, but I've never, like, felt like I needed to compete with them to do better.
Exactly.
Like, our friendship wasn't built on, like, oh, who's getting higher grades or whatever. And subhanAllah, we're still friends until this day, and we could still remember that I used to do things that, you know, that they didn't do or whatever, but there was no competition.
Yeah, and I think that's why you guys are probably still friends until today. I really think so. Like, it's such a healthy friendship in the sense that there's nothing that you guys are really, like, fighting against.
Or fighting, like, towards, like,
yeah.
It's like, okay...
We always had that clique in our class that was always competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And they were known.
Yeah, 100%. And until today, they're known. Like, it's like...
Like, it was, 10 years later, we still remember.
And subhanAllah, they're still like that. And, like, meeting them or whatever, it's like, as much as I was, like, close to everyone in the classroom, I think we always had that, me and you, where we were always chill with everybody in the classroom.
Yeah.
We chose.
I think that, like, honestly, even if we wanted to be competitive, we chose to, like, keep the peace.
Yeah, I mean, it just works out for you the way you are.
And I'm happy it worked out the way it did.
Yeah, like, I really have no regrets in terms of that at all.
Like, I'm not gonna say I wish I was extra competitive in the past couple of years. That I wish I was competitive at my job. Like, I don't think so. I don't. I don't, like, I really don't like that for myself, so.
But in terms of not winning, is there something that you've wanted to win at that you wish you were competitive or you wish you strived for a little extra and took that place when you needed to?
Yeah.
Instead of saying,
you know what? I will always go back to this. Thank God for COVID because I don't know how I would have turned out, but, like, once I realized that I was getting, like, abused, basically, at Columbia, or, like, teachers and professors and just the admin were just being absolute garbage to me, I finally learned the right words and the right tools to be using against them. And by the time I had learned that, it was too late because COVID had hit and we're at home now. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this peace to kind of just settle.
Yeah.
Or to kind of be calm and choose not to win when it comes to that. But at least now I know in the future, if somebody's treating you a certain way, do not put your foot down for that one. Especially for if it's based on the way that you're dressed or them thinking you're dumb. You're like, no, 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 I'm not dumb. I'm going to show you who I am.
Yeah, I mean, that's just straight up mistreatment and, like, racism. Yeah, and, like,
I know, but I'm saying I wish I stood up for myself.
Yeah.
And until today, I kind of wish I can just go back and be like, y'all were trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or at least the first couple of professors that I had that kind of, it was basically me trying to prove them wrong the entire time I was there. Like, I was smart. I was capable. I'm not feeling like I don't deserve to be here. And that's exactly the feelings that they made sure I felt when I was there. And
before you even went in, it was just like,
yeah, since day one, it was just nasty. So in my heart, I'm like, I made it here. Let me be here. And like, I think that's one thing that I wish I like kind of put my foot down, like even harder than I thought I was. Like, I was just being the extra kind Muslim person.
Yeah.
And I thought that was good. But now that I go back, I'm like, okay, no, I really wish I put my foot down for that one.
And it's not like you were gonna, if you go back, like, it's not like you were gonna be nasty.
It was just gonna be like, I'm aware of what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, we always, like, I think, like you said, we're always trying to be that nice Muslim person, and yeah. I get that.
And that comes in the da'wah, too, so, like, there's always deen into it. But I totally understand.
Like, I keep going back, like, you're definitely getting hasanat for giving that up to be the better person, instead of, like, feeling like you're missing out on something.
Yeah. So I know we'll wrap up with this, but I will always say deen always plays a huge impact or a huge factor in your life and how you want to live your life and go about your life. So I could have been this aggressive person, or I could have competed or hurt somebody's feelings multiple times if I really wanted to put my foot down. But choosing not to win is not really like letting yourself go slowly and showing that you have no personality and you don't know what you're doing.
You don't have to prove yourself.
Exactly. And sometimes the fight is not really worth it. Like, I always, my mentor always tells me, choose your battles. Choose your battles. Literally. And I'm like, but no. Like, and she was like, choose your battles. Like, it's not worth it. I promise you, it's not worth it.
You still have a long way to go.
And there is some damage that will be done if you choose the wrong battles. So,
we don't sit and like think before we kind of choose our battles, and mm-hmm. that's what really like messes with us, where it's like our first instinct is no, go for it, like yeah. It's like it's yours. But it's like, if you really think about it, letting them go and letting them have that win or not choosing that win is sometimes what's better.
Yeah.
But that being said, this was definitely a conversation we wanted to have, yes. And it was worth having. Until next time, guys, and tune into our next episode, inshallah.
Salam.